Hello and welcome to another edition of Social Studies on the Go. This edition is a special edition sponsored by A Period. And the joke comes from Louisa. What did the police officer say to his belly button? You are under a vest. Okay, without further ado, we're going to kick it off with Module 5, Lesson 1, just a couple pages, and we're going to start it off with Jake. Jake, take it away.
Ideas about government. The American colonists had taken a bold step in declaring their independence from Great Britain in July of 1776. Their next political goal was to form a new government, and to do so, the American people drew from a wide range of political ideas. English laws and the Enlightenment. England had limited the power of its kings and queens in two documents. These were a document signed by king
and queens in two documents. These were the Magna Carta and the English Bill of Rights. Sorry, that was a lame sound. Hold on a second. Even more lame. Magna Carta, a document signed by King John in 1215, made the king subject to law. The English Bill of Rights, passed in 1689, declared the supremacy of Parliament. It kept the king or queen from changing laws without Parliament's consent. As a result, the people's representatives had a strong voice in England's government. Many Americans of this period were also influenced by the Enlightenment, a philosophical movement that emphasized the use of reason to examine old ideas and traditions. Philosopher John Locke believed that a social contract existed between political rulers and the people they ruled. Baron de Montesquieu argued that the only way to achieve liberty was through the separation of governmental powers. American models of government. Americans had their own models of self-government to follow, like town meetings, the Virginia House of Burgesses, and the Mayflower Compact. In 1639, the people of Connecticut drew up the English colony's first written, wait for it, Constitution. A constitution is a set of basic principles and laws that states the powers and duties of the government. In addition, the Declaration of Independence clearly set forth the beliefs on which Americans thought government should be based, such as the importance of laws to protect individual rights. To keep individual leaders from gaining too much power, the new state constitutions created limited governments by restricting the power of government officials to take certain actions. The constitutions also supported the principle known as the rule of law, which requires that every citizen obey the laws, including political leaders. Most state constitutions had rules to protect the rights of citizens or those accused of crimes. Some banned slavery. The Massachusetts Constitution of 1780 is the oldest state constitution still in effect. So think of this, it's even older than the federal constitution. Thomas Jefferson's ideas about religious freedom were included in the Virginia Statute for Religious Freedom. This document declared that no person should be forced to attend a particular church or be required to pay for a church with tax money. Right to vote. Under British rule, only free white men who owned land could vote. Many states' constitutions expanded suffrage, or the right to vote, by allowing any white man who paid taxes to vote. In every state, however, only landowners could hold public office. Although some states originally allowed women and free African Americans to vote, these rights were soon taken away. Suffrage would not be restored to these groups for many decades to come. And we are ending at this point today, just at the Articles of Confederation, since we've already learned about that. Just wanted to spend a little time about ideas about government and influences from the outside. This concludes our edition of Social Studies on the Go. We'll see you next time.